Everybody, welcome to Robertson365. It's day number 2047. Now, if you didn't listen to yesterday, I was talking about was today your best effort? And so today we're Wednesday here in Melbourne, Australia, and looking at, well, did you put in your best effort yesterday? If you didn't, and you're thinking, well, how do you make some progress? I want you to think about a couple of practical strategies that I put in place every day. And you can do this from right now at the time that you're listening to this. So let's just assume, for instance, you haven't done this work the night before, but I'm going to talk about it in the concept, the context of me doing it the night before. So before I go to bed, I work out what are the key priorities that I want to achieve for the next day. Anywhere between, say, 3 to 5. If you've never done this before, I'd say no more than 3. As humans, we seem to work best in 3s. 1, 2, 3, gold, silver, bronze, first, second, third. We seem to be able to remember 3 things. So pick the 3 biggest things that you want to achieve tomorrow, or in the context of what I just said, do it today. What are those 3 big things? Now, I'm not talking about so much of the transactional things like, oh, I've really got to wash the car, I've really got to do the washing, I've really got to complete these emails or whatever it is. I mean, there might be an important email, but what are those bigger things that you need to do? So when you've got those 3 things, then put time in your schedule to complete them. I know this sounds really fundamental, or really simple stuff, but most people don't do it. So if you pick those 3, put the most difficult one first. That's the one that you're going to do first today. Often what we'll do is we'll pick the easiest things to do first. We want to pick the hardest things because we're going to be more focused and the brain's going to be working better first thing in the morning. So do that hardest thing first thing. Then move on to the second thing and the third thing. Now, the more time that you can block out in your schedule to get these things done sooner rather than later, the better it's going to be. Now, there'll be some instances where perhaps they're a bit outside your control. So, for instance, I've got an important meeting coming up this week. Today's Wednesday, so it's... what's the meeting? It's next week. My meeting's next week. And I have reached out to the organisation that we're meeting with federal, like a federal department that's going to be responsible for potentially giving us some funding. We're talking like $3.8 million of funding. It's a very important meeting and I want to make sure that the team is prepared. I'm playing a part in it. And so I reached out yesterday saying, let's have a meeting because the meeting is coming up and we need to be prepared because this is, the money doesn't influence me, like it doesn't have an impact on me apart from I'm doing something to help others so that they will benefit. So I don't get paid for it, there's nothing. It's just it's a passion project and me being part of that to help make a difference. Now, I seem to be the one that's driving the energy in this project, but all I can do is I can send the email, I can reach out to them, I can call them, etc., to get something in the schedule. Say, hey, look, we need to get this, time is running out, let's be prepared. We've got less than a week to go, well, just over a week to go, let's get on it. So that's something that I did yesterday, which is important for me because I know that they take some time to get back and I don't want us to run out of time and say, oh yeah, no, it doesn't matter, we'll just catch up the day before. That's not enough time. That is not enough time because if there needs to be some significant change, then we need to put something in place. So that's something where I can do that yesterday, which I blocked out some time to build relationships and connect with people. So I included it as part of that. But now I've got to wait. And so there were some other things yesterday that I needed to do. I had to do some things for some clients, some reports, some feedback reports and so forth for some clients and various other bits and pieces. So find those things that are really important to you. Maybe you're working on a project and the project can't be finished in a day. Maybe it can, maybe it can't, but you're going to progress it, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever those things are for you, if you pick those 3 key things and you think about, what is it that I'd be really proud of getting to a stage at the end of today? What is that going to be? What are those three things? Then block out the time in your schedule for that. Now, then over time, you will find that you just get better and better at doing this task. The bottom line is you've got to identify what the things are, you've got to write them down, you've got to block out time in your schedule, and you've got to not shift that time. You shift everything else around it so that you can get things done. And then what you'll find is that your thinking process is just different in terms of the priorities and what's important to you. I'm looking at my calendar right now. It looks like a patchwork quilt. There are so many different colors on it because I have my clients coded in as green, my workouts programmed in as black, and other aspects that I have to do on growing the business and so forth, they're in red. And I've got external meetings in blue, and some are in purple for Zoom calls, and yellow for time with my daughter, and some blockout time for myself, and running out of colors, and orange is for building relationships and stuff. So I can look at it at a glance and I can say, okay, well, these are the things that I need to do. And so I get better and better at it and block out the whole day so that no one can hijack any time that I've got. And so, for instance, I have publicly accessible links that I can send people and that can be available on different pages that you might go to about me, where people can book in time. They can book in time for a podcast. They can book in time for a consultation. And that because those links are out there, I have to make sure that if I want to focus on a particular block of time, say in the evening, where I need to work on me or something else, then I've got to make sure that that's blocked out. Otherwise, somebody will jump in there, particularly when we're dealing with the other side of the world. So an example is tonight, I've got a meeting at, I think it's 8 p.m. or 8:15, something like that. So I've got it right here. Yeah, it's 8 o'clock with somebody in the U.S., I think it is, and they just jumped in and, grabbed that time because I hadn't blocked it out. And I always leave certain blocks blank so that people can obviously pick that time. So the better you get at managing your schedule, the more you get done, the more focused you'll become. And like when I certainly worked corporately, I would just leave the calendar really open, and you would just get called in to and booked up for so many different meetings because people would say, "Oh yeah, Rob's free at this time." Because I wasn't managing myself better. And then all of a sudden you've been invited to a meeting and you can't say, "Oh, sorry, I can't do that because, you know, I've got this on." Because your calendar showed the way that it was. So I used to get called into meeting after meeting after meeting. You know, it's like when you work for a big corporate and there's just meetings for the sake of meetings. And so that's the way that I do it. It's the way that I get more done. I mean, the difference between working in a corporation or a business and working for yourself is that if you don't do it, no one else will do it, particularly a small business. And if you are not a highly motivated person, a highly inspired person, a driven person to success, then you're going to find that you're not going to be in business very long because you're not taking enough action. And so I'd say it doesn't really matter where you are in your life, whether you're just getting started out, whether you're a student, whether you are a CEO, the better you manage your schedule and your time and you identify the priorities that are important for you to achieve every single day, rather than, "Oh, what are the things that I'm going to be doing this year?" It's like, what are you doing every day? What's important for you to achieve every day? And for me, it's been the single biggest change that I've made in my life and my productivity is doing this thing. I identify five things that I want to do. I'm saying to you, if you haven't done it before, identify the top three, block them out in your schedule, and just get into the habit of doing this daily, even on the weekend. Even on the weekend, I'll look at what are those things that I want to do personally, and I write them down. I have an app where I record them all in. I block it out in my schedule so that I can make sure that I get more done. And then when people say to me, how do you get it all done? It's because I plan it all, I schedule it all, and I get it done. And it's just me doing it. Well, sometimes I outsource some things, but it's essentially just me running my life. There's no one else. So if I can do it, you can do it, and you'll find that you just get more things done. Life is short. We don't have a lot of time left to be able to do all the things that we want to do. Don't let life happen to you. You take life by the scruff of the neck and say, this is what I need to get out of it, and this is what I'm going to do every single day. Reverse engineer it. You've got to make steps every single day to work towards that ultimate goal that you want to achieve, which is why I love what I do in the health and fitness space, because what does that mean? You can't just go into the gym one time and expect to get these awesome results that last for the rest of your life. If you want results that last for the rest of your life, guess what? You have to do it for the rest of your life. You don't have to do some things you have to do every day. You don't have to do the exercise every day. Believe it or not, the exercise is the easy part. It's the food. It's the mindset. That's the tougher part. But if you keep practicing it every day, you keep chipping away, everything becomes easier because you're conditioning yourself. And the problem is, as a human, we are more easily conditioned to those things that don't support our health and wellness and growth than it is to achieve those things that do support that. And so this is where you've got a great opportunity to do it differently. You may be like me and you don't have the greatest perhaps ability in the world. You're not the tallest, you're not the smartest, you're not the most good looking. You're seeing some things maybe on social media where people are saying, well, they were here last year and now this year they've made an extra $9 million or something like that just by being into crypto, some social media posts, some TikTok, some YouTuber thing. You need to get those things out of your head because a lot of that stuff is made up to begin with. But then there are some people that have done those things, but it's unlikely to be you. So focus on the things that you can control. You can control your work ethic. And this is where I changed about me. I was thinking, wow, I'm not this, I'm not that, I can't do that, I'm not smart enough to do this, I'm not good enough to do that. All those limiting beliefs that I put on myself, and then realize that, well, what I can do is study successful people, study what they do, find some common trends, which there are for everybody, learn from my mistakes. And if you listen to any successful people, they will tell you that you learn from failure more than you learn from success, and say, well, I'm going to learn from their mistakes and not make those mistakes, and then implement consistently day after day after day. And I realized that, well, yeah, I can't be doing maybe these things because that's just not me. It's not, it's not physically possible for me, or it's not, I'm just different. I think differently, etc. I can control my work ethic. If I want to learn every single day, I can do that. If I want to eat better than most people, then I can do that every single day. If I want to exercise smartly and do that for the rest of my life, I can do that. If I want to become a better version of myself, then I can find those things where I want to learn, and I can learn a little bit every single day. I don't have to read a book a day, but I can do some reading, I can do some learning, I can do some growth every single day. If I want to listen to podcasts and grow, then I'm going to listen to the right types of podcasts, and I'm going to write some notes rather than just listen aimlessly to things. If I want to work longer and harder than anyone else, then I'm in control of that. If I want to work 7 days a week, if I want to grow myself 7 days a week, then there are certain things that I need to do 7 days a week. If I want to get more out of each day, then I need to identify the key things that I need to do to optimize my health, to optimize my energy levels, and to optimize my outcomes. Hence where I started with this recording was scheduling, identifying the key things that I wanted to do every day. And when I first started doing this myself, I found that I did it for a while, but I wasn't doing it every day. I thought, well, what's going to stop me from doing it every single day? And it's my mindset. And I said, well, I know I get better outcomes when I do it, so you've got to just do it. And when you don't want to do it, that's when you've got to say, hey, Rob said do this. I say, my coach, what would he be doing? What would he tell me to do? And he would say, do it, so do it. Because if you want to be different, you've got to do things differently, and you've got to get to that place where you feel uncomfortable, where you want to do uncommon things to get uncommon results so that you don't just become the common person that is living a mediocre type of life. If you want to grab success, you've got to chase it. You've got to do the things that you need to. And that strategy I've given you today is a fundamental one to ensure that you get more done in the same time that we all have every single day. The difference is that you're not using your time efficiently enough to do it, and you're making up excuses as to why I need to rest now, I need to scroll now, I need to sleep now, I need to do this now, I need to not exercise now, I need to not prepare my meals now, I need to not schedule, I need to not identify key outcomes. You know, you'll just make up reasons as to why you need to do all those things, and you'll stay pretty much where you are or get worse. You don't just accidentally get better. You need a strategy and a work ethic and a plan consistently every single day to move you from where you are to where it is that you want to get to. Okay, don't just let it happen to you. You make it happen. That's me out. I felt like I was speaking really fast that whole podcast. Fast for me anyway. Have a great day, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.